now, music of a different sort from a far different place. If you're a child living in the Gaza Strip, you'll find few opportunities to take music lessons. In fact, there's just one music school there for Palestinian youngsters. The school gets more than 300 applicants a year, but accepts about 25. For today's Global Hit, the world's Matthew Bell in Gaza checks in with one of the school's most promising young talents.
I've spent more time than I'd care to admit trying to play guitar and never really got very good at it. That made it all the more humbling to be introduced to the kanun by a 9-year-old. Kanun is a zither-type instrument common in traditional Arabic music that makes the 6-string guitar seem pretty simple. It's got 78 strings, and depending on how it's set up, can divide notes into half tones or even quarter tones. Tuning a kanun is said to be more difficult than tuning a piano, but my guide, Mahmoud Kohail, doesn't flinch as he prepares to give a demonstration. Ibrahim al-Najjar runs the Gaza Music School where Mahmoud studies kanun. He says the boy started proving himself to be somewhat of a prodigy right away.
When I talked with him and I show him how I play, because I am a specialist in this instrument, I played the kanun and he was sit near me, and he loved the instrument very, very quickly. Till now he is the most clever in his age in this instrument.
Young Mahmoud has already won first prize at a Palestine-wide youth competition in traditional Arabic music. On the day we met, he was wearing formal attire for an upcoming performance.
What are you going to be playing for the audience tonight?
وين بدك تلعب بتعزف موسيقى اليوم؟
عازف السماعي.
He will play the Sama'i music and there is a song, Arabic song, it's called Al Hilwadi.
Mahmoud's warm-up includes some singing with his teacher during the car ride to the performance hall. It's the end of the summer session, and students from the music school are performing for their parents and relatives. This might be the biggest audience Mahmoud has ever played for.
So, Mahmoud, do you get nervous playing in front of people or no?
No.
Because he loves that.
Mahmoud comes from a musical family, and it shows when he bounds onto the stage, completely at ease, and starts to play. Mahmoud's father has said that his son, like many children in Gaza, suffered from post-traumatic stress after the month-long war with Israel that ended in January 2009, and that music has really helped him cope. The parent of another child in the performance told me how important it was to see children getting involved in the arts after all that Gazans have been through in recent years.
This is what we need, you know. This is the future of Palestine. Not that we are just trying to support them, but we want to build them in the right way. This is the right way to build up their personality and confidence.
As 9-year-old Mahmoud Kohail began his final number for the night, his confidence seemed to rub off on the crowd, which started clapping along to accompany him. For the world, I'm Matthew Bell, Gaza City.
We've got a video of little Mahmoud Kohail on his sofa at home playing the instrument that looks a lot bigger than he is. It's at theworld.org. From the Nan and Bill Harris studios at WGBH in Boston, I'm Lisa Mullins. Thanks for listening.